We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's head back down to the Bay Area. Yesterday, we spoke with Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area. Later this hour, Bob Condotta of the Seattle Times for a Seahawks preview. But now we get the Raiders' perspective, as Scott Baer joins us from NBC Sports California. He covers the Oakland Raiders. Good morning, Scott. How you doing, man?
Pretty good, guys. How about you?
Doing well.
Wonderful.
You have got a busy week because you had John Gruden back on the field where he looked like a kid in a candy store, coaching guys again in some of the workouts. And now you got the draft coming up today. Immediate needs for this Oakland Raiders team. Let's just get to it. Where do the Raiders need to improve the most heading into today's draft?
Every freaking level of that defense. They need interior pass rushers. They need a Mike and Will linebacker. They need a outside corner. They need a slot corner. They need a lot of help over there. And I think the most disappointing thing, and probably a major reason, one of the major reasons why John Gruden's here, is that those needs were the same last year, too. And they've tried to fix them and haven't. Defense has sort of been an albatross for them. And I say all that, and they could very well take an offensive tackle with the number 10 pick. So the Raiders have a lot of work to do. I think ultimately John Gruden, who has the final say in a lot of these personnel decisions, a switch over when Jack Del Rio was here and it was the general manager. Now it's John Gruden, and I think it's very clear that he thinks this roster was closer to the 6-10 record of last year than the 12-4 record of the year before.
Yeah, Scott, you just mentioned it too, and I don't think a lot of people understand how influential John Gruden now is. What's the relationship like with Reggie McKenzie moving forward? Because that's a change. When somebody comes in and says, I'm the final say, you're a general manager, you're Reggie McKenzie, you've done it before. How's their working relationship going right now, in your opinion?
I think it's of great benefit that Reggie is an incredibly laid-back, easygoing guy who adjusts to change with a shrug and a smile. He has ego, like everybody in that business does, but ultimately I think he understands. I mean, their buzzword is collaborative effort. Everybody's working together. Everybody's making decisions together. But if there's 2 seconds left on the clock, who's the voice that they're going to be listening to? I'm actually writing that for the website right now, and it's definitely John Gruden. I think Reggie's dealing with it pretty well. I think he was happy that they didn't bring in one of John Gruden's trusted personnel men to sit right next to him, so I think that was a positive. And owner Mark Davis, it's his dream to ultimately have both of these guys working together for the long term. Reggie has 2 years left in his contract, as you guys know. John Gruden has 10 years and $100 million left on his. So I think that ultimately decides where he sits on the totem pole. In my opinion, I think this could be a trial balloon for Reggie. If he does well this year, if the working relationship goes well this year, this partnership could stay together long term. If not, and John Gruden doesn't like how it goes or doesn't like the results of what he got from his GM, they could look in a different direction.
Scott Baer is our guest from NBC Sports California, covers the Oakland Raiders for them. Now, you know, you mentioned Reggie McKenzie. Reggie McKenzie has done a fantastic job, though, with handling a contract situation and getting them out of a weird spot that they were in when he took over. There's a big overhaul that he had to do. Are you getting, you've mentioned like the working together and the collaborative effort. Is there any sense, though, that his neck may be on the line if they don't get it right in the next year?
Yeah. I think that's absolutely fair, with the full acknowledgement that the Raiders only got right. They only got competitive because of what their general manager did after Al Davis passed. There was so much work to get right with the cap and all those other types of things. And let's not forget that back in 2014, he ushered in one of the best draft classes of the last decade, no matter what team you're talking about. We're talking about a defensive player of the year with the first pick, a franchise quarterback with the second, a standout guard with the third, that they actually re-signed their fourth-round pick, their seventh-round pick, just got $30 million from the Browns. But it's all about what have you done for me lately, right? And if you look at it, 2014 was a long time ago, and really since they selected Amari Cooper number four overall in 2015, I challenge anyone to find a true legitimate impact player on that team. There's a couple starters, but that's about it. So over the last three draft classes, the Raiders haven't been as successful. They and their depth suffers as a result, because when you start paying Derek Carr $125 million, and you will pay Khalil Mack $120 million with a ton of it guaranteed by the end of this offseason, the draft is your lifeblood to keep your depth going while you pay two guys so much money. So with all that said, it is sort of a what have you done for me lately, and Reggie hasn't done enough lately. John has been very critical of the last three draft classes, saying that they absolutely need more from those guys, more than they've gotten recently. If that changes with the development of this new coaching staff, that's good for Reggie. If those draft classes fail and there aren't any immediate impact guys coming up, I think maybe next January we could be talking about a possible changing of the guard in the GM's office, knowing full well that John Gruden's going to be pretty comfortable where he is.
Scott, with Coach Gruden moving in so quickly, and now you're getting a chance to see him on the field with kind of the personnel and the guys, what's the feedback now with his mentality with some of the veterans? I know you're going to have Marshawn Lynch. Well, look, that guy's is as much as Marshawn Lynch feels with his ego and his style and what he was able to do. I know Jack Del Rio seemed to give him a long leash. Derek Carr going to have to study different. What have you noticed right away from the veterans on the team and what he's brought and Coach Gruden's his attitude to the roster?
Yeah, I think they dig it right now. Jordy Nelson said something interesting on Tuesday. He was like, wow, this guy's really intense. Because, I mean, you don't need a microphone to hear him from across the field. He sounds like he's standing right next to you. He's as vocal as he is in all those YouTube highlight videos. He's as involved and engaged with a bunch of different position groups. But, of course, Jordy brings up, okay, he did that one day. He's going to do that every day till December? How is that possible? But that definitely is a point that you are exactly right with, is that he's going to be a bit of a taskmaster. And his first practice out that everybody saw in reviews, they're going to get harder and they're going to get more intense. And he's going to be more critical at times in front of large groups and those types of things that are John Gruden, you know, kind of coaching personality traits. Those things are going to happen. I think he was pleasantly surprised that he tried to catch Derek Carr in a pickle. He tried to screw him up on Tuesday and over this two-day minicamp, and he couldn't do it. He wanted to test his quarterback, who he will be hardest on, to see, all right, you've only had this playbook for 2 weeks. What if I throw something that I've only talked about one time? And Derek is smart enough to respond to that well. He's studious enough to have gone over that type of material, and John said that he can be his creative self with a guy like that who puts that much time in. Just real quick, in regards to Marshawn Lynch, you would think that might be a personality conflict, because Marshawn, he's his own drummer. You guys in the Great Northwest know all about that. But everything I've heard is that John and Marshawn have a weird kinship going on. They're getting along well to this point, of course, and that could be a better match than many people thought.
That has Buddy Cop.
It does.
The sitcom written all over it.
You are exactly right. Another 48 hours.
All right. Scott Baer, NBC Sports California, covering the Raiders. All right. What do they do? They have the 10th pick overall. Are they going to go with Roquan Smith? Are they going to go Vita Vea and finish and maybe fill some interior defensive line needs? Where do you think Oakland goes here?
Yeah, I think if Roquan Smith is on the board at 10, I think they take him. And I don't think it takes him very long to make that selection. Do I think he's going to be on the board at that point? Even if four quarterbacks go, probably not. I think there's roughly a 50% chance that they trade out. It obviously depends on how the quarterbacks shake out. I'm giving you a lot of variables when all you asked for was the pick. But if Roquan's there, they take him. I think they like Minka Fitzpatrick, the defensive back out of Alabama. That could solve a lot of their issues in the secondary. But keep an eye on offensive tackle. There isn't really one that is a consensus top 15 pick, but the kid out of Notre Dame, Mike McGlinchey, his name starts to pop up today. So I would say of those three guys, keep an eye on them. But if the Raiders could trade down to 15 and still get their guy with the tackle, they would do it.
You know, and that's the crazy thing we were talking about earlier is that with the rumor that Baker Mayfield could go number one, there could be a run on quarterbacks, four of them in the top five picks, which means that you've got some really good talent that slides down into that 9-10 range that the Niners and Raiders are in. They've got to be really happy that the rumor is Mayfield goes number one overall, because then you'd have Darnold, Rosen, Allen all being off the board, and that leaves a lot of good players there for them. Has that been a discussion
down there? And that's definitely the hope. And it's weird because the 49ers and Raiders are you know, obviously in the Bay Area and they're tied together. I'm sure that when you guys talk to Matt, a good buddy of mine, a lot of the needs that he told you about, I'm telling you about. And it's weird because this, for some reason, shown on live television at the Combine, coin flip to break the tie for who gets the 9th and 10th pick. It was so overblown and ridiculous on the bench press area with all the powers that be there. It's like a 5-second endeavor. It seems so stupid. It's pretty critical now, right? Mm-hmm. Because those names I mentioned, Fitzpatrick and Smith, I'm sure, as Matt told you, John Lynch of the 49ers could easily take one guy, whether it's those two or somebody that the Raiders covet, because their needs are similar. I can say, oh, the Raiders want to trade down. Maybe if there's one quarterback that doesn't go in the top 10, well, guess who else might want to do that? The 49ers. They're in the exact same boat. They have a dream boat quarterback who's making tons of money, and they don't need that. They need the same defensive help. So it's weird that two teams that are about a 45-minute drive away from each other kind of have similar interests in this draft. And ultimately, because Reggie McKenzie picked tails and it turned out to be heads, that actually that could work against them this evening.
Wow. Always pick heads.
Yeah, that's right. But tails never fails.
I know. I mean, that's the thing.
All right, Scott Baer, NBC Sports California, covers the Raiders. Thanks, man. We really appreciate
that, Scott.
All right, thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.